It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God, like on Azusa Street? A great awakening. All God's glory on display. A great awakening. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Tuesday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on VPN Radio on this Tuesday. Your 24-hour internet prayer station around the globe, around the clock. Delighted to have you praying with me today. The power of an hour. Jesus said to his disciples, "Could you not pray 1 hour?" And so here we are praying together for the next hour. So delighted to have you praying with me at this time or any time here as we pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. And today, we're going to be praying for friends. We're going to be praying for true friends. And we are going to be thanking God for our friends. So, the Holy Spirit just put in my heart early this morning, you need to be talking about friends and true friends. And somebody may need a friend today. So, it's a good day. It's going to be a wonderful day. Thank you for listening here to BPN Radio. If you have a prayer request, you can go to bpnradio.com and go down to the prayer request, and you can submit that request to our prayer national prayer coordinator, Cheryl Ortiz. She'll send it to our national prayer team. They'll be praying for you for the next several days because we believe in prayer. We believe the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. So we're going to pray today. Father, we come boldly into your presence today by the blood of Jesus here on BPN Radio, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. We come into your presence by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, declaring that your will, plan, and purpose is going to be done on this Tuesday. On this Tuesday, remember this Thursday, Friday, Saturday in Austin, Texas. All roads lead to Austin, Compass Church. I'll be hosting a prayer time, a prayer gathering. We started out just being a prayer leaders gathering, but then we realized there are some people that may not even be a prayer leader, but they really would like to come to get away and pray for 3 days, because we know that one word from God can change your life forever. Free registration. Go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. Go down and click on the prayer gathering, and you can fill out the registration form. We'll send you some information. You're going to have to hurry because time is running out, only 2 days away. Thursday night, this Thursday night, Friday morning, Friday night, Saturday morning. So come on to Austin. We're going to spend time, lay aside everything while we pray and seek the face of God. On behalf of our nation, our city, our church, but primarily on behalf of our lives, what God wants us to do, what we are hearing Him say. I tell you what, let's do today. Before I begin to talk about friends and pray for our friends, pray for your friends, and ask God to give you some special friends, I want us to make a few faith declarations. Would you do that? I believe that we can have a lot of different emotions before 8 o'clock in the morning. So Jesus said we're either justified by the words of our mouth or condemned by the words of our mouth. So it's very, very important that we get up and make some faith declarations. My wife Jean and I, each morning we get up and make our faith declarations. So here we go. Are you ready? Somebody say, today is a good day. Would you repeat these after me? Come on, you can do it. Today is a good day. Today is a beautiful day. Today is a blessed day. God made it for me. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Come on, say it with me now. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm going over and not going under. God did not bring me this far to let me down. God did not bring me this far to let me drown. I'm going to the other side. I'm going to be a strong finisher. I know how to blow the charge. I know how to blow the charge. I don't know how to blow the retreat. Retreat is not an option. If God be for me, who can be against me? Nobody. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Today is a good day. I can do what God says I can do. I can go where God says I can go. I can stay where God says I can stay. I can say what God says I can say. I can have what God says I can have. I can be what God says I can be. I can start what God says I can start. I can finish what God says I can finish. I can live where God says I can live. I can give what God says I can give. I can receive what God says I can receive. I can sow where God says I can sow. I can reap where God says I can reap. I can meet who God says I can meet. I can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens me. Say these words with me today. Today is a good day. God's setting things up for me today. Divine appointments, divine connections, Holy Ghost setups. My steps are ordered by the Lord. New season, new opportunities, new peace, new joy, new health, new wealth, new prosperity, new bills paid off, old bills paid off, new home paid off, old home paid off, new vehicle paid off, old vehicle paid off. New opportunities, new favor, new anointing, new dreams, new visions, new favor, new opportunity, new partners, new investors, new connections, new relationships, new friends. Today's a good day. I declare that all is well today. All is well in my family. All is well in my future. All is well in my finances. All is well in my health. All is well in my emotions. All is well in my job. All is well in my business. All is well in my church. All is well in my city. All is well. Today's a good day. Beautiful day. Blessed day. Safe day. Healthy day. Happy day. TGIT. Thank God it's Tuesday. Father, we are so thankful today for this Tuesday. Delighted that we are alive and well. Thank you for our journey. Thank you for being with us every step of the way. Thank you, God, for the promise that you would not leave us nor forsake us, but that you would go all the way with us, even to the end of the world. That you are a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And we are so thankful today to have you, Father God, as our friend. And not only are we thankful to have you as our friend, but we are so thankful for the friends that you have given us all along the way. And we are grateful for friendships. And today, Lord, we are praying for friends in our lives, and we are remembering our friends, and we are thanking you, God, for the friends that you have put in our lives. And may we give expression, appreciation today to our friends. We know the dictionary says a friend is a person whom one knows and with whom one has a bond of mutual affection, typically exclusive of sexual or family relations. A person who acts as a supporter of a cause. A person who is not an enemy, who is on the same side. A familiar, helpful thing. Thank God for friends. Friends. A friend is a supporter. And I'm so thankful for my friends today. So grateful. I have a friend, his name is Michael W. Smith. He's going to sing about friends. And then we're going to be back to pray for our friends. We're going to pray for friends. And we're going to talk about friends. And so I'm delighted to have Michael W. Smith as my friend. He's going to sing about it right now.
And lifetime's not too long to live as friends. With the faith and love that God's given, yeah.
Oh, springing from the hope we know.
We will pray for joy to live in Him. Here's the strength that now you show us. But we'll keep you close.
So close, so close, close.
Yeah. As always.
All right.
It won't even seem.
Well, there's my friend Michael W. Smith singing about friends. Friends are forever, or they should be forever. Good to have you listening to BPN Radio here on this Tuesday. We're praying for friends. We're praying for our friends. We're praying for friends, and we're asking God to heal any friendships that may have been broken. Today is about friends. And the Bible said that the Lord is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. So we're thankful for the true friendship of our God. And we know that the Bible also says that a friend loves at all times. And I'm so thankful for the friends in my life that God has put in my life over the years. I'm very thankful. And if you're a friend of Dale Gentry, I just want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. And I thank you for being my friend. And I'm praying for special friends in your life today. Not just someone that comes and goes. Not just someone that you have a coffee with occasionally. But someone that is a true friend in your life. So I pray today in Jesus' name, I pray that God would give you a special friend. Everybody needs a special friend. You just go out and have fun with. Knock on their door and say to your friend's mother or your friend's wife and just say, can he come out and play? I need some play time. I need some time just to have some fun, laugh, and go fishing or go watch a ball game. Play a game of golf, even though I'm not a golfer. And I'll drive the cart. And so we all need friends. So, Father, give us friends. Give us special friends. Give us friends today that we can have some fun with, laugh with, talk with. Give us friends in our lives. We need friends. We need friends. And Gene and I have some special friends, and they gave me a book not long ago entitled True Friend. And this couple are true friends to Gene and I. And I just want to read some of the things in this book. I thought there might be encouragement concerning a friend, because today here on BPN Radio, we're praying for friends. Just want to read some of the pages here for you. I think you'll like it. You celebrate my victories. You cry over my disappointments. You have my back during challenges. You are just the friend I need. No matter how long ago we met, I'll always feel as if we've been friends forever. Trust like friends, love like family. That's what we do. A good friend tells you when you have spinach in your teeth. A great friend tells you that ordering the sundae instead is the best way to avoid getting spinach in your teeth. I like the way you think. We're friends for life. I can tell you anything, and you're still like me anyway. The economy might be shaky, but our friendship is not. Thanks for being so stable. When I think of you, I smile. You make me look happy a lot. Recipe for a great friend. A part listener, one part listener, one part talker. All parts heart. Let me read that again. Recipe for a great friend. One part listener, one part talker, all parts heart. Even if I go mess things up, you're always here when I get back. You know that one exercise where one person falls back and trusts the other person to catch them? I feel like we've done that for each other a million times. That one look from you and I totally lose it. So much of what we talk about doesn't even have to be said aloud. You've got so much positive energy, you could charge my cell phone. Thanks for keeping me up and running. You ignore my faults. Not that I have any, but I did. But if I did, I know you'd ignore them. When we lean on each other, we both stand tall. What I wish for you, friend, more happiness than you can hold, more hugs than you can return, more laughter than you can make, and more good things than you can even imagine. You deserve it, my friend. It's great that you and I don't have to be exactly alike for you to be exactly the true friend I need. So, just reading a few sayings from a book that some friends of Gene and I gave us not too long ago. It's wonderful to have friends. And I'm just going to pray with you right now that God will give you special friends. Father, I pray for those that are listening to BPN Radio, those that are praying with me here today, that need a friend. And I just pray that you will give them a special friend or two or three. If we have two or three special friends in our life, we're very rich. We're very wealthy. And I just pray, Lord, for divine appointments, divine connections, for those who are listening today on BPN Radio that need a friend. And I pray for those that are listening today, praying with me here on BPN Radio, that they're willing to be a friend. They just say, I'm willing to be somebody's friend. We may not think alike, look alike. We may not have of the same background. We may not have the same color or the same education, but we're going to be a friend. So I'm thankful today for my friend Michael W. Smith. He's singing some songs today. Here's a song that says, I will be your friend. You just need to make yourself available here, if you will. Just say, I'll be your friend. Yes, I will.
So many miles, the road that stretches behind us. We've had some laughter and our share of tears, but all these moments unite us. I'll be your friend for a lifetime.
Heather here, Michael W. Smith, my friend singing I'll Be Your Friend. And I'm so thankful today for all of my friends. I want to give a shout out to all the friends of Dale Gentry out there. And boy, if we have friends in our life, true friends, we are very, very wealthy. I want you to know you're listening to BPN Radio on this Tuesday. Good to have you listening in here, praying with me for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. And today, praying for our friends and praying for friends and praying to be a friend. And speaking of friendships and speaking of old friends are very important also. Dr. Larry Martin, a friend of mine for a long, long time. Both of us grew up in a little town of Comanche, Oklahoma. And on June 25, 26, 27, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we're going to be gathering back in Comanche, meeting old friends, making some new friends. And it's the Comanche Call, Comanche, Oklahoma. And we're going to go back to the church where we grew up in, and the town where we launched out to do the will of God into ministry, full-time ministry. You might want to join us, Comanche, Oklahoma. And we're going to help people get launched, relaunched. It's going to be a great time, Thursday night, Friday morning, Friday night, Saturday morning, Comanche, Oklahoma. You can go into our website. I believe that we'll have some information there, the Comanche Call. So good to have you listening on BPN Radio around the clock, around the world, as we pray together today. And I want us just to take a moment to pray for our friends. Friends is the key. Just got up this morning, spending time with the Holy Spirit. Just put it in my heart. We need to talk about friends today. And so I'm thankful for true friends. A true friend is one that will stick with you through thick and thin, regardless of what you do. Even though they don't have to agree with you or compromise with you, they are a friend. They are a friend. And they're going to be friend forever. And so we thank you for these friends, Lord. Father God, you know I thank you for my friends, those that have been with me for so long, those that have made the journey with me. I thank you for the friends that I have that support our ministry every month. I'm very thankful, very grateful. I'm thankful that a lot of my friends are going to gather this Thursday, Friday, Saturday in Austin, Texas for the BPN prayer gathering. It's going to be a wonderful time in Austin. And I just want to pray for my friends right now. I want to ask that you minister to them and bless them. You know, the Bible said that Job's life turned around when he prayed for his friends. But there's something about when we pray for our friends, our life, our situation, our circumstances, everything can turn when we pray for our friends. So when Job prayed for his friends, the Bible said he got twice as much. Things turned around. And so I pray for my friends today. Why don't we take a moment to pray for our friends? Would you do that? We just take a few moments while the music plays, while Courtney Vandiver Pierre, our friend, Grammy nominee, while she plays, why don't you just take time right now to pray for your friends? Would you do that? I pray for my friend today who is a pastor, and is going through a divorce. His wife has left him, and he's grieving. He's suffering. I can see the tears in his eyes and the difficult days and nights he's going through. I pray for my friend whose wife is divorcing him. I pray for my friend who's gone through several back surgeries and is still having a lot of pain and discomfort. He's a great preacher of the gospel, minister of the gospel, but he's being restricted because of health problems. I pray for him right now. I pray for my friend whose wife is suffering from cancer, has received some bad reports. I pray in Jesus' name. I pray for our friends. One has just had surgery, gotten out of the hospital recovering. His wife has cancer. I pray for my friends who need healing in Jesus' name. I pray for one of my friends who's having a conflict concerning the will that her mom and dad have left, and there's a lot of conflict there, sibling conflict. It's a shame that we lose relationships with our family and our friends because of money. Sometimes we just need to suffer some hurt. There's other times we just need things to be done right. And so I just pray for this conflict in Jesus' name. I pray for our friend who is the engineer of BPN Radio that has cancer. She lives in Moldova near Russia, and she's waiting for surgery. I pray for our friend in Jesus' name. I pray for my friend that's in the process of needing closure on his business. I pray for my friends today that need healing. I pray for my friends today whose marriages are on the rocks. I pray for my friends today that's going through trouble, through deep waters. One of my friends said to me, there's no trouble like trouble that comes your way. I pray for one of my friends whose wife is sick and daughter is sick. And I just ask God that you encourage him. Why don't you just take time to pray for a friend who is going through some difficult times, going through fiery trials or difficult situations or pain or sorrow. I pray for a friend of mine in Kansas whose wife has gone to be with the Lord, and they had such love for each other. They enjoyed working in the ministry together. He's a pastor. Pray for my friend there. I pray, Lord, that you would comfort him by the power of your Holy Spirit. I pray for a friend of mine whose son-in-law was in a serious automobile accident and is recovering. I pray for a good recovery, a speedy recovery. I pray for my friends today. Would you pray for a friend? Thank you, Lord, for friends. Thank you for friends. I'm very thankful and very grateful, very thankful and very grateful. And Father, I'm thankful that you are my friend. In fact, you are a friend that sticks closer than a brother. What a friend you are, Lord Jesus. Thankful that you died on the cross of Calvary because you're my friend for my salvation. And I'm so thankful that you are a friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. Here's Michael W. Smith. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for being my friend.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. Oh, be carry everything to God in prayer. Heavy trials and temptations, is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so
Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. I'm so thankful for my friends. So we're talking today about friends, praying for friends and praying for our friends. And we are praying concerning friendships that have been broken. You know, relationships are spelled T-I-M-E, and sometimes it takes a long time to build a relationship, but it takes only a few words, a few moments to divide that relationship, in that relationship. And there are some of you today that you're thinking about wonderful friends that you've had in the past, but you no longer have that relationship. Misunderstandings came, confusion came, disappointment came, misunderstandings. So I pray today for you. I pray for those of you today that you your relationship, your friendship with someone has been broken, someone that you love deeply, someone that you cared for, someone that you had wonderful times of fellowship with and friendship and good times together, laughter together. And that relationship has been broken. I pray for you right now. I pray in Jesus' name that if at all possible, that friendship will be restored. And knowing that all things are possible, nothing is impossible. You know, David, in the book of Psalms, David was talking about how difficult his life was because of his friendship that had been broken with his special friend. He said, We went to church together. We ate together. We had wonderful times of laughter, conversation. And he said, it's broken. It's broken. And you can just hear the pain in David's voice as he shares his broken relationship with a friend. So I pray for those of you today that have had wonderful friendships that have been broken. And we know it happens. And so I just pray for you now. I just pray the comfort of the Holy Spirit would come, that forgiveness would be in motion. And if you have had a difficult time forgiving that person, you poured so much into their life, you spent so much time, you made invaluable investments into their lives, and today it's quite painful. It's quite hurtful when you think they never call, they never write, I never hear from them anymore. I pray for you right now. For those of you that thought someone was your friend and they turned out not to be a friend, they turned out not to be a true friend, they turned out to be not a loyal friend, I pray for you right now. In Jesus' name, I pray the comfort of the Holy Spirit would be upon you today. And I just say today, regardless of the misunderstandings, regardless of the conflict, maybe they haven't written in a while, maybe they've not called in a while, why don't you just reach out to them, write them a letter, let them know you love them, appreciate them, and share some good times. Don't say you did this to me, you hurt me, you offended me. Just tell them you love them and thank them for the wonderful times, the wonderful friendship. And why don't you share some happy moments y'all have had together and what they mean to you. Give expressed appreciation. Ladies and gentlemen, expressed appreciation is so very, very important. So I want to pray for you right now. Father, I just pray that you would bring to our remembrance people that have sown into our lives, friends that have made invaluable contributions to us over the years, and maybe financially, maybe they sent us a letter just at the appropriate time. Maybe they gave an encouraging word just when we needed it. Maybe they helped pay our rent. We were about to be thrown out of our house. Maybe they bought us a meal when we were hungry. I don't know. But help us to remember our friends. Help us not to forget them. Help us to give some expressed appreciation. Help us to share some affirmation with friends. Friends, friends, friends. Help us, Lord, to lay aside the hurtful things that they said or the painful things that they have done to us. And just remember the good times. The good times, the good times, the good times. In Jesus' name, can you do that? We just ask the Holy Spirit right now as I pray for you. We just ask the Holy Spirit to help you make a list. And if you're driving down the road or walking, you can't get to a pen, maybe you just can make a verbal list there and just say, when I have an opportunity, I'm going to write it down. May the Holy Spirit bring to your remembrance some wonderful friendships that you've had in the past, and something happened, something went awry, something went wrong, something went amiss, something happened. Maybe you haven't talked for a long time, but you could write an email, you could send a text, maybe even make a phone call, however the Holy Spirit leads you. But let's express some appreciation to some old friends. And if things are so painful and broken that you just don't have the energy to go back and pick it up, let it go. Just go on with your life. So particularly if you have guilt or condemnation and you say, well, it was my fault. If I hadn't said that, if I hadn't done this, if I hadn't made that remark, we'd still be friends. And you're filled with all kinds of guilt and condemnation. You just need to let that go and move on with your life. But it may be a day, it may be a time where you just send a friend a note, a text, an email, a letter, a call, and just say thank you for being my friend in days gone by, and maybe rehearse a happy incident, something that they've contributed to you. Would you do it right now? Just spend some time in prayer. I pray for you right now in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray today here on BPN Radio that you will bring people to our remembrance that has helped us along the way. And there's so many, many incidents that I can remember of people that have helped me. My heart is filled with gratitude to my friends. I just want to thank my friends that are listening to BPN Radio. Just thank you for your help along the way. Thank you for serving me. Thank you for blessing me. Thank you for making contributions to my life. I'm forever thankful. I'm forever grateful. Thank you, Father God, for being my friend. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What a friend you are. Thank you, Holy Spirit, all the times that we've worked together, all the times you've shared secrets, all the times you've given me revelation, all the times that you've spoken to me about other people that I can give an encouraging word. I'm so thankful. Father God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Grateful. Very grateful. I'm grateful to you, and I'm grateful to my friends. Very thankful. I'm thankful to so many people. If I started naming names, I'm going to leave a whole bunch of people out. But I'm thankful to my friend, my pastor friend, Carl Alcorn, that encouraged me to get into full-time ministry. I'm so thankful for my friend David Wilkerson, the prophet, who laid his hands on me. And 40 years later, said, I still remember the night, Dale, that I laid hands on you. Thankful. Thankful for my friend, my pastor, Bob Nichols, who has been my friend for so long. My friend Tom Peters, who was on the broadcast the other day, watching for me. I'm thankful for my friend Mary Long, who was in my church way back in the 70s when I was about to quit the ministry. I was so discouraged. I went to the post office. There was only one letter there, and it was from Mary Long, a lady in the church that I pastored in Rush Springs, Oklahoma. I took it home. I sat down at the kitchen table, and I opened the letter, and it was from Mary Long. And she said, Dear Pastor, I just want you to know how much I love you and how I'm so thankful that you're my pastor. What a blessing you are to my life and to this church. And she had some words of encouragement. I'll never forget it. I cried like a baby. I got a towel. I was crying so hard. Wiped my face. And I got up saying, I'm going to go a little farther. I think I'm going to make it in the ministry. I just said many times, Mary Long saved my ministry that day. And I want to give her a shout out. If she may be listening or anybody knows Mary Long, just tell her to listen the next hour. Just want to express appreciation to her. I'm thankful for friends, so many, many friends I've had along the way that have encouraged me and helped me get in the ministry. John Hoker, my friend who gave me my first revival and helped me hook up my Gene and I's 35-foot Scuzzo trailer. So thankful for him and so many, many people. I'm thankful for Kern Choate, who gave me the opportunity to preach my first sermon after God called me to preach. Thank you, Kern Choate. Hadn't seen him. I heard from him in a long, long time. Thankful for my friend, my prayer partner, Bob Schaefer. Thank you. I've got a lot of spiritual sons and daughters, a lot of spiritual grandsons, granddaughters. And then I've just got a lot of friends, too. Thank you for my friend Gary Smith in Fort Worth, Texas. I hadn't seen him for a long time, but he was a real encouragement to me when I got started. My friend Larry Hatfield, Chickasha, Oklahoma, who helped me get started in the ministry. My friend Winston Schaefer, who was a great source of strength, giving me a revival when I didn't have a revival and I needed a revival. And the list just goes on and on and on. And if I've left your name out and you say, well, I thought I was your friend, please forgive me, because I've got so many names, so many people I could name. But thank you for those that have helped me along the way. I'm so grateful. Calvin Newton, who gave me my first full-time revival. Curtis Newton and his wife Arlene, who helped us in those early days, Gene and I, ministry, encouraging us, strengthening us, helping us, holding up our hands. Friends all along the way, old friends that have helped us. Just want to say thank you to my friends. Thank you, Lord. And thank you, God, for being our friend. Love you today. Honor you today. And I pray today for special friends in your life. I just pray for divine appointments and divine connections. Divine appointments and divine connections. I'm thankful for all of my friends who are partnering with me, sowing into our ministry. Some every month. I'm so thankful, so grateful. All of these partners, I could begin to name your names, but I'd leave somebody out. But I'm thankful for our partners. If you would like to partner with us, you can do it. Just go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and go down to the donate button, and you can use your debit card, credit card, PayPal, you can use a check, and you can even do recurring monthly commitments. We need your financial support. I'm so thankful for all of my friends out there that are supporting us on a monthly basis, that are supporting us faithfully. So grateful, so thankful. And Father God, I want to thank you for the journey, for helping Gene all along the way from that day that we left Comanche, Oklahoma, March the 12th, 1967, to go into full-time ministry. With only one revival, you've been with us. You've been a friend that sticks closer than a brother. You've been a true friend. Father God, you've seen us. You've watched for us. You've protected us. You've kept us. The millions of miles that we've flown and we've driven, you've been with us. You've watched over us. You've kept us. You've supplied our financial needs every month. You've given us daily bread and monthly fruit. You've given us a wonderful family. You've kept us. You've led us. You've guided us. You've directed us. And Lord, I'm so thankful for your friendship. You are a friend that sticks closer than a brother. So I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. And I pray for my friends once again that's going through troubled waters, through difficult times. I pray that you'll minister strength to them in Jesus' name. And if you've not accepted Jesus as your Savior and as your friend, you can do that right now. Just say this prayer after me. If you don't know the Lord, just say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I accept your forgiveness, and with your strength and help, I'm going to live for you and serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me eternal life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Thank you for listening to BPN Radio. So delighted to have you as a part of this daily broadcast. And I know we're making a difference. We're a force in the earth as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And Father God, I pray for another awakening in America, revival in this nation, in Jesus' name. I pray for our friend Israel. May we not forsake our friend Israel today. We pray for protection of Israel, and we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Thank you for listening today. I'll be back at the same time tomorrow or any time tomorrow here on BPN Radio. You have a good day. I sure love you.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.